Kumlen and a black gemara. These are very long blot. So let's go. Nun dalet on the base, the very bottom of the page. Lomer Rabbi Yehuda, shloisha dvorim. There are three things. Hamarich behen, ma'arich yomim, shloisha shel adam. Three things that a person spends his time on it, and he will live a long life. Hamarich betfilosa, if somebody extends his davening, hamarich al shulchanah, he takes his time to eat, hamarich beisakise, he takes his time in the bathroom, freg di gemore, hamarich betfilosa, ma'ayit, tell me if you spend your time in davening, it's a good thing, v'amar abchir barabar b'yechon, and call hamarich losa, if you daven too long, ma'ayim bo, and you look into it, soiv bola de kevle, ultimately lead you to heartaches, shenema says a posik techelis, that if somebody davens, m'moshka, stretches it out, machalev causes one heartaches, amar abitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Shloisha dvorim maskidin avanoisa shalom." Three things a person does. The Eibusha looks at you and says, "Well, let's think about your situation. What we should do?" They lehain the following. One is kidnati, a wall that's overhanging that can collapse any minute. If you walk right underneath it, the Eibusha said, "No, should I save him? Should I not save him? Let's see. Let's go through his account." So you're asking for a review or a judgment. Not very good idea. Ian Filler is another one of them. Looking into davening, you say, the Eibusha will take care of him. Russia, the Eibusha will take care of him. The Eibusha says, okay, let me see, who are you? Are you any better? The Gemara holy kasha, it doesn't bother me. Depends by davening. Sometimes it's good. If you daven anticipating that whatever you're going to daven for is going to be successful, then the Eibusha is not a good idea. What happens? He looks at you and says, you don't deserve it. You daven because you daven. Not because you're anticipating. That definitely the Eibusha will help me. What do you do? The mafish rachmi, daven, and ask for Allah rachmi. But don't feel that you have some kind of entitlement because I daven, therefore the Eibusha has to do so and so and so. The next thing was Amarich al Shulchan. If you spend a lot of time on the table, Dilma Osa Anya. You know what's a good idea to spend a lot of time on the table? Because maybe a poor person will come, the Yovle, you'll have food to give him. We'll have more tinies. They used to hang up food over outside the house every time they used to eat to invite poor people at the time. I know a couple of families in New York that they have a very interesting meeting on Shabbos. Every Shabbos, they would always set another seat on the table. They had 10 people on the table, they would have 11. So just in case somebody walked in and Shul didn't have where to eat, you bring them over. Which is what it is. Chivit says, how do you know that the table, that your table is a substitute or is a good idea? Because it says, HaMizbeach, how long should the Mizbeach be? 8, made out of wood, Shalosh, Amos Gavoya, 3 Amos tall. And then it says, and the same Pasuk says, right at the end of the Pasuk, right, Dabar Elai, and Hashem said, it's me, Yecheskel said, Zeh Ashuch, this table, Asher Lif Nashem. We're talking about Mizbeach, why are you calling it a table? You start off Mizbeach, end of Shulchan, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Zimtovani, will say, Koz man shebeis mizbeach kaim, as long as you're standing, Mizbeach mechapra Yisrael, Mizbeach, what atones to Eden. But actually today, Shulchanu shel Adam mechapra all of our tables mechapra on it. And that's why it says you're not supposed to sit at the table, and so on. So the question is, do you have a knife on the table? Because you don't have a knife on Mizbeach.
Understand the Indian of the Pasuk, it says Mizbeach 8.
Right.
When was there ever Mizbeach 8? It says, have to build that out of stones.
You talk about outside Mizbeach. It's a bit of gold, but this is Osid. Yecheskel is talking about the future.
Because it's not a very good thing to make a Mizbeach out of flammable material.
That wouldn't be a good idea, yeah. The Hamadich bebeisakise. Somebody extends his time in the bathroom. Oh, it's a good thing. Vatan, you learned the sort of vodemis. There are 10 things that bring a person to problems on the bottom. You know, hemorrhoids or other things. Ha'oichel alekan. If you eat the leaves of reeds, va'alekfarim, and the reeds of vines, v'lulave gefanim, and the vines themselves, or marige behema. Interesting. Marige behema. Rashi says is the parts of the animal that the meat is not smooth, like a tongue. The tongue is not a good thing because it's jagged. You know, it's rugged. It's not smooth. The shedra shel dog, the spine of a fish, the dog meliach she'ein uzgul tzorchin, a salty fish that's not totally salty, v'hashoise shemore yayin, and if somebody drinks the sediments of wine, v'hamekaneach besid, if you wipe yourself with lime, uv'charoses or with clay, v'hamekaneach betzroish yikon v'chavedo, if you use something your friend used, which is, well, now we know it passes all kinds of genes, all kinds of diseases and so on and so forth, or other reasons not covered. The Yeshem Afa Toila Azbeza Kisei Yesimidai. And some say if you spend too much time in the bathroom, so it's not a good thing. Like Kasha. If you are in the bathroom and you're crouching on your knees, so when you're crouching on your knees, it opens very, very wide and you're forcing yourself so the bowels themselves can start coming out. You spend time in the bathroom, but you don't crouch on your knees, so therefore you don't really open up that much and it's normal. And it's a good thing to be good to go to the bathroom, make sure that you know, defecate, do everything you have to do, and clean yourself out in a normal way. How do I know? This matriarch told Rabbi Dabaraloi, a Roman senator, "Ponecha doimim, you know, your face is shining. This is a certain halo, just like Megadle Chazedim." A pig farm is a very wealthy in Australia. Also, a pig farm are very wealthy people. Like Keating, you know, former prime minister. It's not hard work. You have all this work. But people lend money on interest. They sit back and they feed up on the chair. They, you know, life is easy. Life is good. That's what she said. She said, "Hey, Musa, I swear, those two vocations that you said are both forbidden for me." Elnavos, Esivabor Besakise Ikamushpi Zoyi Libe Medrosha. That 24 toilets between my hotel and the base of men I'm going to go to, the Chiazilna, when I go, Bedikna Navshai Bekulu. I stop in each one. Wow. Spent a lot of time going to. Yeah. So Messi didn't go to the next town. I'm going to walk back a little bit.
According to this Pshat in Rashi, that the eating meat which is not smooth, like
yeah,
the tongue.
Yeah.
So why did Avraham Avinu, who's Mizrachi, serve it to the Malachim? Because it's considered the greatest portion, the nicest
good
thing.
Question. Rashi says, look at the four lines at the top. Kol basher behema she'enu chol, that's smooth, elo doyme lemoyleg chorot, like the jag, like a saw, you know, that has teeth. She'enu chol kemoy hacheich, v'haloshen, the tongue. Yeah, and v'hakedis and the part of the stomach, kaprimi, basic cases. Sorry? It's a delicacy, tongue. Delicacy.
I'm saying, according to Rashi's Peshad, they have a question about how.
Yeah, good question. But we peel off that part, so maybe that's good enough. Maybe they used to eat the could we peel off the skin, the outer skin, with all the rough things? That's how you're supposed to eat tongue, you're supposed to peel it off. Rabbi Yehuda said, there are three things that shorten a person's life. They call you up for an aliyah, and you don't want to go. The first thing we already say, that it's very difficult to understand Pshat. Before I say that, it depends why. In those days, calling up an aliyah meant you had to read. What happened? You didn't know how to read. You were embarrassed. You didn't prepare. So the Farshim says, talking about out of arrogance. Pastor, you gave me the V. I don't want the V. You gave me Chamisha. I want Shlishi. I'm the most chashuv person there, or whatever it is. That's when, actually, very interesting. You go through Acharonim, the big machlek is which is the most chashuv aliyah. I think the only aliyah that I couldn't find that says chashuv the V. Shlishi is chashuv, Chamishi is chashuv, Shishi is definitely chashuv, and Shvi, the Levush Paskin Shvi, is the most important aliyah because Hakol Hachal Achitum. And Mafti is a kol. You get two things. You get two, you know, two chances there, Teda and Hafta. I think the V was the only one I didn't see. Chamishi is the end of the Chamishi was the end of the second set of three, and the end is also like Hakol Hachitum, every end of a set. Sets of three. The V, I think, is the only one I couldn't find. There's nothing wrong with it. If they call you up and you don't go, it's very no good. Every aliyah is special. I'm saying, but you know, covered. There's an aliyah, a mitzvah, and then people won't like covered. You ever meet people like covered? So these people like covered, they only want to go when they have shlishi or something. Mission. Anyway, but it's talking about here, you don't want to go because arrogant. That's pas minish to go for the aliyah. That's terrible. You're given a kosher bracha to make a bracha, and you don't want to make a bracha. And the reason is because you have a chance to give a bracha to the balabos, who's your host. We learned before that when you bench the host, they're the ones who are nice to you and fed you a meal, and you don't want to show gratitude. That's a terrible thing. Even though before we had, he told his son, Chatoifa Baruch, he told his son, forget about being a bracha. If you were given up to make a bracha, just the etzimim bracha is a good thing, do that. So maybe that's what it means over here. Not so much because you make a bracha for the balabos, but we'll soon see more. If a guy wants to lead, okay, the little pshat is rabbanus, to become a rav, it's not a healthy thing. But others say, you look closely at the words. First of all, it says some of the shayin is a chiluk betzina or befrehesia. Betzina, you should not be bossy. But befrehesia, if you're a rav, you have to be bossy because that's the job of a rav. People have to listen to you. If you're going to be too meek, like Rav said, I thought I was great as Rav because my whole city, in the city of Machsai, they love me. But when I heard what he said, that Shema Menod Lamucha Mil Deshmaya, that any Rav that everybody likes is that he's not doing his job. Because if he was doing his job, he'd have to offend somebody. Tell somebody Shah middle davening or daven slowly. Somebody has to be offended. So if you're not Shema Menod Lamucha Mil Deshmaya, then you took it back. You have to show leadership. But others say the emphasis is on Atzmai. You took it on myself. Nobody made you Rav. If you were appointed by the community, of course you have to do a Rav. So by Hamanik, Atzmei Rav Anas. And the Rai is from Yosef. The brothers didn't want to appoint Yosef. They all hated Yosef. And he just pointed himself. That's why bringing life from Yosef. Look what it says there. So if you don't receive ki huchayech, we manage your life. Kaidu brach levar ben avar receive avaruch melechech. Those who bench you, I'll bench him, and you avoided this opportunity. And you know my brach and burtmuth. I'm manning out of the bonus. The amen abchama. Bachanina between ma meis Yosef kaidu leechav. Why did Yosef die first prematurely? Because he ran around the rabbanus. But the thing is, he took it upon himself. That three people that constantly need rachamim, that they're always, all their lives are always in trouble, that they should be able to carry out what they want to do, because Abish is total control. Melech toiv, a good king. Shana toiv, a good year. V'cholim toiv, good dreams. And that's why we're going to learn all about dreams soon. Melech toiv, the chesiv says, palge mayim, the river, the running waters. Leiv melech b'yan Hashem. The heart of a king is in the hand of Hashem. The Abish decides his fate. Shana Toiva, a good year, agriculture, see, Tobmid, Eni Avaya, Lech Kechaba, Mereishis, Hashon, Varach, from beginning to end. And the word Reishis is turn around the letters, is Tishrei. And therefore, and the Olive is the Abish who's watching Tishrei for the whole year. And Cholom Toiva, see, it says, Vatachli Meini, you made me strong, but Chayin gave me life. But we tight for Tachli Meini means you gave me a good Cholom. The Abish takes care of three things himself. The Eluhain, in the Gemara times in the beginning, we talk about the three keys that belong to the Abish. Here we're talking about three things that the Abish is involved in. Doesn't mean that he's the only one who has the keys. Rav, hunger, famine. Saiva, if it's plenty. And Uparnas Toiv, a good leader. And this is very interesting, this Parnas Toiv business. Rav, hunger, it says in Pasik, Ki Kara Hashem Rav, the Abish called forward for hunger. So years of Seder of being full of Seder v'karasi ladogon, v'ybeisi oisei. I brought forth the grains and I made plenty, abundance. But Parnas Toiv, the Seder says, a good leader by Yoyimar Hashem Moshe Leimar Re'ei Karasi b'shem Betzalel. He says, I called him Betzalel. Now, why would Betzalel be considered a Parnas? I'm not sure. Parnas means a leader of a community. A Parnas used to be the name they gave to Rosh HaKol. In fact, more involved with the Gashmis of the community than in the Rav and the Parnas. The Parnas were the president of the community. That was the Parnas. So why would Betzalel be considered Parnas? I'm not sure exactly. Unless because he's building the base of Midrash, which represents Klal Yisrael, or the Mishkan, represents Klal Yisrael, maybe somehow or another that makes him a Parnas. So we learn from here a fascinating thing. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ein ma midin panas tzibur. You don't appoint a panas tzibur. Elin kein nimlochi b'tzibur. You consult the tzibur. And it's halacha that even if the godl, the rov, the former rov, and the godl ador says this guy should become the new rov, you need to consult the community and make sure they accept. The Rebbe made elections in Krahites for the rov of Krahites because the community has to be involved. Shenema, as it says in Pasik, Moshe said, "Eden ru lo kara Hashem b'shem b'tzal." The Abish appoint b'tzal. What do you guys think? Moshe, Hagner lech b'tzal. The Abish said to Moshe, "What do you think about tzal? What's your opinion?" If you tell me it's good, it's like good enough for me. But the Abish asked him. Nevertheless, lech emoy lehem. Go consult the Yidden. Halach b'mli sol. Hagner lech b'tzal. He asked him, "What do you guys think?" If you and the Abish agree, lefanenu like kolshkein. But again, they consulted. Even the Abish himself said, "This is a good guy." They consulted. So you don't appoint a rabbi in the community unless the community accepts that person, wants that person. Or you have a vote. There's a whole din shel norach about a chazan as well, that in Simon Heber, yeah, or in Gimel, that you have to get the community support and everything else, and people can protest. And even for me to protest, you have to take them in consideration. Why is it called Betzalel? Sorry?
Never have a chazan.
That's true. Betzalel is called because of his wisdom. What do you mean? What wisdom? When David told Moshe, go tell Betzalel, instruct him. Asayli Mishkan, construct for me a Mishkan, Oren Vekelim. Holach Moshe went Vahopach. He turned the order around. The Pasha threw him. First he told him the Oren, then he told him the Shulchan, then he told him the Oren, then only afterwards he told him about the Mishkan. But David told him, forget. So Betzalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Betzalel was just by mitzvah. Min Hagish, under by mitzvah. Min Hagish Shalom, is that the meaning of the world? The meaning of the world is, first you build a house, and then you bring the furniture inside. Are you telling me, okay, true, I'm not allowed to put the kelim into the mishkan until they're all finished, but once they're all finished, I got to wait another short time until the mishkan is erected. Maybe they should told you, I say mishkan, oren, v'kelim, that order. Amalei, Moshe said, smart. Shema Bitzel Kela Yisa. Maybe you were in the shadow of Hashem. So that's the name Bitzalel, the shadow of Hashem. The Adati, you know. Why Taka did Moshe switch around? What's going on here? Moshe was talking about the Tachlis. Mishkan is the edifice. What makes a house a home? It's the furniture you put in. And then the furniture, the very most important piece of furniture is the Aron. The house has to be built, Hashkafas of Yiddishkeit. That's first and foremost. Second thing is the Shulchan, which is Panosa. You have to have Panosa. And then you have a Meneda, which is that make sure that this, if you have a house that's built on these two Yisaitis, then you have a Meneda where all the branches are equal. They all come up the same height as the Etzem, the middle one, which is the Meneda, which is the family. And the Meneda is on three lays because they have three Shutfim in every person, is the father, the mother, and the Eibishter to be having more than Yivamas. So therefore, that's what Moshe is. He's talking about the purpose. And Bitzal was saying, but you Tachlis, I'm building. Tell me how I got to build it. That was the difference. They weren't arguing. They were just talking about different things. Bitzal knew the letters they used to create the world. Rashi says over here, interesting. Through combining the letters, Uvesefa Yitzira Tonulu. Avram Avinu wrote a sefer called Sefer Yitzira, and Rashi refers to it. So Rashi knew Kabbalah. He tells you in Sefer Yitzira, you'll find those letters and so on. Anyway. Here it says, here's when Yimali Yisro Lakim Bechachem Betuna Vedas Chom Loch. They filled him with all this wisdom. Uksivahasam by David should create the world. Said Havaya Bechachma Yosad Oded. Can you establish a mind between the heaven with the wisdom? Uksiv Bedato to him and Nivku. So again, you see from here that David used Chachem Bedas and he had it. He will give wisdom to those who are smart. In other words, those who have a little, those who are interested in wisdom will get more wisdom. Those who are not interested, as we say, chassidus, a cup kemen itarufto. In those who are already smart, wise, I give them more chachma. Kol cholam, every cholam v'loy tovas. You can see any cholam you want, but never dream about a cholam that you're fasting. It's not a good omen if you're dreaming you're fasting. Maybe it's a sign of hunger, sign of this, of poverty. If you have a dream and you don't decipher it, interpret it, like a letter you didn't read. Who knows what it says in the letter? Good news, bad news, makes no difference because you didn't read it. You know, a good dream, not all of it ever gets fulfilled. Nor a bad dream ever gets filled. A bad dream is better than a good dream because a bad dream makes you do tshuva. As if it's better. A bad dream, atzivusa, if you are depressed, mistaya, that's enough. You don't have to actually carry out the dream. The fact that you are depressed, my bad mood, makes you do tshuva. This premonition or this foreboding that chas v'shalom, something bad is going to happen, is arousing you to go to shul and daven via mensch, and that's what we wanted. Chalmatova, and a good dream, chedvo mistaya. And a good dream, the joy sometimes, is that's the whole dream. No, if you had a wonderful dream, you won the lottery, you won $1 million, that's 5 minutes that you felt good about it. That was the purpose of the dream. Not very happy, are we, with that? Rabbi said, Chalma Tova, a good dream, I feel a D, even for me, if I feel very, very good, it wipes away the dream. That in itself makes me, that's enough. That a bad dream is worse than getting malchus. She never said, "Lakim also she yidl mefon and made him scared." We learned before already that you know when you're anxious and stressed, it's much worse than getting some physical pain on the outside of the body. When you had bad dreams and you know terrible dreams, chas v'shalom, you walk around all day, oismensch, you don't know what's going to happen. And how does the Eib should do make him scared? If people fear him by giving him bad dreams. Giving them bad dreams. It said Hanovi Ashita Chalaim. The Novi is with him. Dream Yisuper Chalaim. Ashadvari Ita Yedabed Dvari Emes. Whoever I spoke to will say only the truth. This is Yimion. That his time he had. Unfortunately, a few people going around who were false Navim saying exactly the opposite of what he was saying, and they were saying, "Don't worry about it. You know, we're going to win against Babel, and or let's go to Mitzrayim. Things are going to go well." And Yirmiyahu was telling them, "Don't and don't and don't." And of course, they didn't listen, and we know the rest. So he says over here is that the Navi who makes up stories, you know, makes up stories, but whoever the average Ebisher speaks to will tell the truth. Ma'aletevin esabar. What does straw have to do with the actual the wheat itself? Numa shem said Ebisher. What does, you know, what does the chaff have to do with actual wheat? You can't have wheat without straw. The chaff is kach ef shel cholam ledvarim tem. Every cholam has dvarim betelim. Don't have time right now, but there's a big state in halacha about dreams. When do you take? When do you we had Gemara Sanhedrin that lamed over there, where a guy had a dream. His father told him, "Go under that tree over there. You'll find there's money buried there. But you know it's mice and money and all that." He went to the tree. Taka found the money, and he asked the Rav. He went to the Amida. Should I go give it away or not? And they said to him, "Divi chalim is lemailim lemeridin." Even though they found the money. So well, that was pshat. So the pshat is because every cholm has some truth or not. The truth was the money is there. The not truth is that. But then sometimes we had more nadarim. If you put in, you know, in a nidui in a cholm, you have to do something about it. So bottom line, they all talk about what's a chilik. And Tashbats wants to say the difference between money matters or iser. When it comes to money matters, ain holchim b'mamon achar reiv. So even though most of the dream might be true, but since you know reiv is not good enough, you don't have to spend money or pay base money based on the dream. But when it comes to iser, we're always machma was a suffix. So if it's a dream about an Isra, like in Nidui, Chayrim, you have to be a machma. Many other explanations. Omer Abarachi, Cholom, Cholom, Afa Bishim, Sos, Miskayim, Kula, Yen, Miskayim, even though Parsh, Menola, how do we know that? That's the only part of the dream of the Queen. Chiba Yesev, Hina Hashem, Jereit, Lissal, and the moon. And by Hishayta, Imei Lahavi. And we know the moon, which was his mother, Rachel, she was not alive. Everyone asked, but Rashi clearly says that he didn't mean Rachel, he meant Bila, because Bila raised him. So it was true. However, I forgot who answers already, that Bila actually passed away before he became king, so that also didn't happen. So the part of the dream was not true.
Yaakov Avinu himself answered to be Mvatel that.
That's only to make his brother, but he was Shomer Sadova, he was waiting. I want to believe you. Let me on the if you have a good dream, you win the lottery, don't get so excited. It can take 22 years before it eventuates. Minola and had enough from Yosef. The Chassid by Yosef says Eila tells Yaakov Yosef ben Shvatz Shana. Yosef was 17 years old when the whole episode happened. Chassid by Yosef ben Shvatz Shana on the Paray. 30 years old when he came to Paray and they make a cheshbon. So that's from Mishvatzrei Atlosi Kamavitlasrei. The Gemara actually spells out the mathematics. So from 17 to 30, you have 13 years. Then Vishev the Shiva. There were 7 years of Zata years of years that were stated. So that's 7 to 20. And then Vitati the Kafta. 2 years of hunger before Yaakov famine before Yaakov and his brothers came. Hachabei, a total of 22 years before finally the dream eventuated. Omer Avuna, la'edom toiv, a man l'chon toiv, to a good person, he doesn't see good dreams. Now, l'chayda, we just learned that Yesus said he had good dreams. So maybe what it means is not that you don't see good dreams, it never eventuates. Rabbi Yesus said, for me, if the fact I had a good dream is really good news, and that's it. Maybe that's not what he meant, because good people don't have generally good dreams. So if he had a good dream, it'll never happen, but at least he had a good dream, and that's enough. So maybe what the Gemara means over here, that you don't show good dream, means good dreams that will actually eventuate. In other words, so that he'll always be doing tshuva, because he's never fully, that, you know, never comes too cocky with his situation, or complacent. Well, Adam ra a man lechara, but a bad person, we never show a bad dream. We want him to have a good life over here, so he can go straight to Gehenim when he's ready. Tanam al gilun, koshnoisa shadov, lorachom tov, dov, never saw a good dream. Koshnoisa shla chetoifu lorachom ra, chetoifu never saw a bad dream. Even though chetoifu dov, mel zrebbe, but then later he rebelled against David. And then he committed suicide. Look, as Gemara says, "Vaksiv." It says, "Like Seune Lechora." So Gemara says, "It says in the pasuk." It says, "Like Seune Lechora," that no bad should happen to you. And Luchayr, wait a minute, tzaddik. Doesn't have good dreams. Luchayr says he shouldn't have bad things. And we tight. Vamar Rav Chizda, Vamar Rav Yim, Rabba Shloiv Avilucha, that you shouldn't disturb you. Like Chalaim Azroim, you shouldn't. A tzaddik should not have bad dreams. But like Hirurim Roim or bad thoughts. Venega like Rabba Lecha Shloiv Tim. What I mean, shouldn't have leprosy in your own home. Shloiv Timotz Timtz Ishtecha Savin Ida. Because Hashem Vamar Adem. You travel back and you come home. Your wife shouldn't be in Ida. Says the Gemara, Iu leChazi leAchrin leChazli. Okay, tzaddik doesn't see bad dreams either. He doesn't see good dreams. He sees bad dreams, but other people see bad dreams about the tzaddik, and they tell him, and that is either him or keeps him vigilant. So you're telling me that if he doesn't see right anymore things, he doesn't see any dreams. Is that a good thing? If he doesn't see bad, he doesn't see good, so what is he? Nothing. Is that a good thing? If you slept 3-7 days out of a dream, nikra, it's actually a bad thing. Shneimer says, Viseveya Yoli, and somebody is full, goes to sleep, bali pocket draw, doesn't think about bad. And we teach Altikra Seveya full El Sheva, 7 days out of a dream is a terrible thing. Allah Kama, the Khazar Vala Yodama Khazar. If he sees dreams, but he has no idea what he saw. So he does see dreams, but he doesn't remember. He knows he had a dream. He can't remember. How many times you wake up, you remember you had a good dream, but you have no idea what it was. A person's a cholam and he feels bad. Yeleich, you should go. You've to end up if they should call together a bezin and tell them your dream, and they should interpret. You've to end you should interpret it. It's better not to interpret it, because at least if it's not interpreted, it's like a red that's a letter that's unread, which has no bearing or any effect. Why would you want to interpret it if it's chashon bad? Says the Gemara, El Eima. No, you go to three rabbanim and they'll try. El Eima say, Yativenu bifnei shleisha. You should go before three people and make it good exactly. Let call together three people, Velema Lahu, and they should say, Chalma Tobe Chazoy. This is what they declare. Not that they necessarily go into the interpreter, they say, you saw a good dream. The lamer lay hanok tovu. This is good. The tovu leve will be good. Rachmana l'shavi l'tav. The Abish will turn it into good. Sheva zimnin. They should say it 7 times. Machleik is shining whether they say these words 7 times, including the word sheva zimnin. Is that part of the chant or not? Ligzur lechem shemai. Sorry. Exactly what saying.
You have to say that. Say chem l'tav chazitz
ha'ol. We'll see in a second. We'll see in a minute. What is it? You have a tov of a lemer gimel hafuches. You should say 3 times a pasuk with hafachti gimel paduyas. Three pasuk and the word pad in it. V'shalosh lemer. Three words have a shalom in it. Shalosh hafuches hafachta mispe. This is what they say. Hafachta mizul machli. You know, even if it's a bad dream, we'll transform it from the sadness. We'll transform it to dancing. Pitachta sakya dazeni simcha. You plan simcha. Oz tismar psula b'mechol. That's when the girls will go dancing or bochri v'skenim yachdav. Interesting, there's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Tes and Hilchos Shabbos, and he comes out very strongly, everyone should learn it, against boys and girls mixed dancing and boys and girls hanging around with each other. And he uses this pasuk. It says, Oz tismach basula mechoyel. The girls have their own mechoyel, their own circle. Ubachri viskeinim, the young and the old, but the men, yachdav, they're on their own. It's to be segregated. And thinking of the Ova Hashem lekech lishmoye el bilam, the Asian one here, bilam v'yafach. Says in the third, and shows me 3 times. Potter, the Tibet says, Potter, so nice me crowdly. Said the Pleiashem, Yeshuvan, Yemer, El Shol, Yenis, and Yamus. The people, Shol said that nobody should eat that day. Yenis didn't know about it, so he saw some honey, he ate some honey. Shol found out he wanted to kill his own son. And the whole Kalachal Yisrael said to Shol HaMelech, Shol had no choice, because people could say, oh, you're showing favoritism to your son. So he made a rule, unfortunately, he says, Hashem Meshatech, Nebuch had to kill his own son. We'll learn about it in Sanhedrin. So he made a rule, he had to follow it, but the Eden then came defending him, and they said, Yenis and Yamus, Asher Osa Yeshua, he did. Remember, Yenis went with this guy on his own, and they saved Klal Yisrael. So again, all good things. Shalom, Shalom, 3 times, 3 parts of Shalom. See, the Bainis for Sayyid, we create the words that come out of your lips, Shalom, Shalom, the Rachel, the Kodav, Amashem, and Fossi. And then the spirit dawned upon Amos, and he became subservient to Dovah Melech. So there you say all of these sukkim, and that works. Amei mazutah v'ravashi v'yasi b'adadadi, they were saying together, Amri kol chad v'chad minon, leima milsa d'loishmi l'chavri. Each one of us should say something novel that the other guy didn't hear. Pasach chad minai one that said, Ramar, hai man d'chazi chalma v'layadim achazi. You saw a dream, you have no idea what you saw. What do you mean you don't remember? Because you walk in the morning, you don't remember what the dream was. Lekum kami koin, stand up for koinim, be idna de parsa yadaya while they're doing duchening. Now, an our Gemara, the Nusach is while they're duchening. And the Rif's Gersa, so this doesn't say while duchening, which means that if you miss duchening, you can still say, when you say the bracha, when the Chazan says, Baruch Zami, so basholem, say then. But this is what you say. Velema hachi, libayin ishalayla, mani shalach, chalamayz shalach. I don't know what it was. Bein shechalanti la'atzim, shechalanti la'chavir, shechalanti la'chedim, toimim, chaskim, amskim, chalosh, yesod tzadik. Im sich refuah, refuam, kimei, chimora, de meshe, chimei, in our order, a little bit different here. But in meshe, mimei, tzaratzim, chizkiyam, mechol, yechmei, recha, yidei, elisha. And, ukhashem, shafach, the killers, bilan, rosh, rosh, kent, hava, kolam, mizu, alayv, kishol, teva. And so I was as a few more pratim you don't have here.
Why do we daven that should be chalamos shel Yosef Atzadik if we've just in the same page explained that Yosef's dreams got him into trouble?
We just said but that his dreams were fulfilled, and you could argue it was a good. It had to go through the, you know, had to meander its way 22 years.
But he died first before his brothers.
And because of Rabbonus, because he took upon himself Rabbonus, and anyway, yeah. or maybe he was a bit bossy. And your job is to finish with the kainim, the ani tzibur amen. So when they answer amen, the amen should go. The reason why we want to finish together the kainim, so the kainim, the answer amen should be on yours. That's why the whole world, they sing ayayay only by the last word. And because that's what we're supposed to say the Baruch Shalom. I'm not sure why we sing by every word. Because the idea of singing was so the people should have time to say the Baruch Shalom. Some people say three times, or you just say, you know, you break them three parts. And it says clearly you're supposed to say then. In fact, some of the Rishonim say you're supposed to say while the Kainim are saying the last word, the Chaf, the Chunekka, you know, and so on, the last, and then with Shalom. Try to finish together with them because Amen.
And that the Kainim should finish the word together. They should say the word at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'm saying so. Why do we sing by every word?
In order that the Kainim will be together, no?
They sing the word together instead of singing the Ayayay together, it'll be the same thing. The whole idea of singing is to give us time to say this. The Eloi. But here the Gemara says, which we do live for me, Lei Mahachi, say the following, Adi Mamashagur, Atta Shalom, Shalom, and you finish that before they say Amen. We say that after Bichas Kainim. That was the first thing he said. Nobody ever heard that before. Now, we say it every time, even though you don't have dreams, because our Bichas Kainim is spaced out only to Yom Tavim a few times a year, therefore we say it on every occasion. So those who do Chalim like Nesrol every day, you don't really, even though some people don't say this, because not every day you have this mice of Chalemis. You're worried about Ein Hara. If you're scared of Ein Hara, other people have an Ein Hara on you. And Ein Hara is a very powerful thing. The Maral of Prague, Barich, explain what Ein Hara is, that somehow or another we have a power, just like you can physically hurt somebody, you can spiritually hurt somebody. Others say the word Ein Hara is if you are ostentatious, right? If you go out there and you flagrantly show what you have, so then people say, why does he deserve better than me? And you're inviting, you cause people to say to the Eibishter, why does he deserve more than me? And the Eibishter, okay, let me have another look. So that's what Ein Hara is. It's not that my Ein is you, it's that you brought it by yourself, the Eibishter has to review your case. So you put your right thumb into your left hand, your left thumb into your right hand, and the Lema Hachi say, I'm not plenty about plenty, I come from Yosef. Because the Klai Yisrael comes from Yosef. No, Ein Hodesh. Now it says, Bain Poydas Yosef, the charming son. Yosef, Bain Poydas Aliyoin, the charming son, Aliyoin, and the Oin. I think Aloin al Ali, Oile Ayin, above the eye. It says, the Yidgul Laroi Bekerah, the bracha to Yosef was that you should multiply Bekerah, but it's a Yidgul fish. Ma dogin should be yam, mayim, and chasim leim, it's concealed by water, but ain't Ayin Rosh, as behem. As Yosef, Ayin Rosh, the chilik is, he's giving you a way of how to make sure it's Ein Hodesh. Be discreet. Just like fish in the water. Nobody knows if you have a whale or you can have a tiny little sardine. Because on the water, you can't see. That, if you want to make sure there's no Ein Hara, behave like fish under the water. You have your wealth and everything else, and your good fortune, Baruch Hashem. Be discreet. Don't have to blatantly, display it to everybody. And there's a famous Klei Yoker in Parshas Dvarim, Shishi, where he says of the Pnu Lachem Tzafoina, and those words, Pnu Lachem Tzafoina, go to the north when they were going to Israel. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was begging the Yidden, Pnu Lachem, I want you guys to look, and when you reveal it, Tzafoina, Tzafon, hide. He says the biggest cause of anti-Semitism in the world always was because the Yidden don't know how to be discreet. If they're successful, they make sure that everybody knows. They drive a Rolls because they can afford a Rolls. You have to have the biggest house in the neighborhood. You have to have the biggest chandelier. Says the Klei Yoker there. It's a beautiful Klei Yoker. Says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was begging the Eden then, learn how to be discreet. And that's what Vidgul Arev is. Be like a fish. Keep it under the water, and then there won't be an Ein Hara. So the first one was just telling you, it was like a bracha. The second one was giving you an Eitzah. Anyway, let's continue. But this is interesting, what exactly it means. You're worried that you're going to give yourself an Ein Hara. Don't know exactly what that means. How do you give yourself an Ein Hara? But if you're worried about your own Ein Hara, then look down on the left nostril, and somehow or another, it doesn't look very interesting, so you're going to lose your, you're going to realize you're just a human like everybody else, and so on. What exactly means your own Ein Hara? Not clear. Others say it means you're scared that you're going to give other people Ein Hara. That you're going to be jealous of others. So look at yourself. Look at your own self, and you're not perfect, because the nose, you know, what comes out of your nose? Waste. So you're not perfect. So what are you being jealous of other people? Whatever you have, be happy with. That's what some. That's another pshat. If you're sick, the first day, the gal, don't tell anybody. Hopefully, it'll pass. Also, because when people find out, you're vulnerable. Once it's one day passes by, and you're sick, the gal, tell everybody. We had a more needed. Tomei yikra, that a person who's tomei should call out, so people will daven for you. Here the Gemara doesn't bring that. Gemara brings something else. Kihada Rava Rava Kavet Cholos was again. The Kamal and Gal didn't tell anybody. The Kan Eilich Omel Shmai told the Puk Achli. Tell the whole world that the Rava Cholos. Man the Rachli. Everybody loved me. Leboy Lerachme. Do me a favor. Daven for me. Man the Sunili. And if you hate me, here's a chance. Lachdili. Jump around and be happy. And why is that a good thing? Because it seems that the been far yivchal to talk about an enemy. Don't, when your enemy falls, don't be too happy. If he stumbles, don't get too proud. Because the Abishah sees that you're happy and maybe the guy doesn't really deserve the what happened to him. So the Abishah will take away the tzaddas from the enemy. So the same Kolish came by a good guy. So if you're going to be happy, if my enemies are going to be happy, then I'm sick. The Abishah will say, oh, Rav, this doesn't deserve to be sick. Let's take away the sickness from him. So Manoshech, it all works out. Shmuel, Kavichazi, Chalma, Bishop, a bad dream. Mama, you said, Chalma, show me the way. You say, ah, nonsense. However, Kavichazi, Chalma, good time. Mama, Chalma, show me the way. Oh, he said, bad, it's great. But Ksiva says, Bechalma, Dabba boy, I will talk to him through dreams, by Bilam. Rav, Rami, Ksiva, Bechalma, Dabba boy, I will talk to him through dreams. Uksiv, and it says, Bechalma, show me the way. Other place says that it's nonsense, like Kasha. Can I de mala, can I de shed? It depends who delivered the Mashah. It's a long Mashah trying to explain all these dreams, and there's all kinds of Mepharshim trying to explain the different kinds of dreams. When the dream comes and where it comes from, and so on. Because obviously, if the dreams come because you thought you dreamed by day and then you dreamed at night, that's nothing. That is just yourself. Your mind doesn't stop working. The dreams that come from a malach, which are all good, and the dreams that come from a shed, a shindala, the demon, which are not good. So why call him Zakinechon Man Abon? Just say the Man. 24 people in Shlaim, that this is their vacation. They interpret dreams, like palm readers, they interpret dreams. And we'll see them more later, that hakel helech achar peh. Depending how you interpret, that's what's going to happen.
For all the
rubber,
isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, Rav and Abaye, the next few pages. Yeah. Everyone gave me a different interpretation. The kulam this kaimabi. Every one of them was fulfilled. It says that all the dreams go after the interpretation. Asking me, where does it say that? Crow? Who did it say that? He said, it says that all the depends on interpretation. With no such pasik. He said, "In yes, goes after interpretation." It says, "But he cashed up by Yosef and in the jail there with his Haramashkas Haroifim cashed pas alone who can't hide exactly the way interpreted what happened." Amar Rava says, "Rava wouldn't fast from Mechalme, provided that the interpretation has a connection to the dream. You can't make up a story. You had a dream that somebody died, and I say that means you won the lottery. What's the connection? That's not how it works. You have to work with a dream and somehow or another interpret in a way, you know, in a positive or negative." And it says, "Ish kachalime pasa that Yosef." Like the cholam, he interpreted. No, but it had to have a connection to the dream. The Sarefim saw that Yosef was right. But no, yeah, how did he know? Every one of them dreamt their own dream. And Yosef dreamt the dream, the interpret of the other one. You wake up in the morning, the first thing that pops out of your mouth is a pasuk, besides Maidani. Harezu nevu oktani. You should know that's considered a nevu oktana. Because Amr Abiyech Rechina said, Gimel chalim is that three dreams, miskaimin, three dreams that you should know that will be fulfilled. Cholam shoshach, the last dream you had in the morning before you wake up. That dream, because your mind ran out of things of what you thought about during the day. So this dream is a sign from above. The chalom shechol chaveda, if your friend dreamt about you, and the chalom sheniftu the chalom, you had a dream and you had in your dream you had an interpretation of that dream. You ever have a dream in a dream? You had a dream that you were sleeping and then you had a dream while you were sleeping. No. The Yeshayim, others say, Av Chalom Shanishna, if it's repetitive. Shanem it says, Vali Shon Chalom. Yeshayim said to Pari, you know why the dream is repeated? Because it's going to happen haste. Omer Abishmo Bachmei Mason, Eimad Allah, the Melamuru Liba, you generally, it's like dispels everything we said till now. Till now we said, there's a malach, there's a shed, and dreams can be real, depends on the state. And he said, nah, all your dreams are basically what you're thinking about during the day. No, there's another kind, there's different kinds of dreams. You have to recognize what the dream is. Remember, it says that Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar and Malka, you are the king. Your thoughts on your bed, Salik will go up. You see clearly that the thoughts on your bed are what you go through your mind. From another passage that Daniel said to him, that which you're thinking, heart, Tinder, you will know. I'll prove it to you that you only dream at night what you think during the day. And we'll see later a story about it. They do never show a person dikla dava. You ever dream about a golden palm tree growing? No, because during the day you never thought about it either. You ever dreamt about an elephant going through an eye, the eye of a needle? No, because you never thought about it during the day. You dream at night, generally what you dream during the day, or what you think about during the day. See you tomorrow.